Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We are just grateful to be present today. We know that God is ever present. He's ever present. Ever present. Yes, He is. Better is the end of a thing than beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Ecclesiastes 7, chapter 7 and verse 8. In order to have a beginning, you must have an ending. Did you hear what I said? In order to have a beginning, you must have an ending. Yes. Better is the end of a thing than beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Think about that. Think about that. In order to have a blessing, come on now, in order to have a blessing, sometimes we got to end some things. We got to cut the cord. We have to walk away. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you for this day. Thanking you, Master, for everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do, Master. We are grateful, and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, Master, for just allowing him, oh God, just allowing Jesus to walk this earth, God, to walk, to be in the presence of the disciples, to teach, oh God, to heal. We thank you for everything, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful. We know that there are storms that are rolling all around us, God. Things are going and that seem out of control, but we know that you're God and you're in control at all times. Yes, and you're ever present. You're always with us. Oh, Master, we just thank you, God. Thank you, God. We know that we can't be everywhere, but we know that you can be everywhere. Hallelujah. You're ever present. Hallelujah. You're omnipresent. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We ask, oh God, that you lift up the communities, God. As you look upon them, God. Yes, look upon the families, God. Look upon those that don't know you in the importance of their sins and the importance of their shortcomings, God. We ask, Master, that you bring them to a place called repentance, that they would desire to see you. Yes. But better yet, that they will see you in us. Oh, God, we ask you to be used, oh, God. Use us for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we thank God. We thank him. We thank him for his protection. Huh? Yes. The winds may roll. The storms may come. But we thank God because he protects us. He keeps us. He watches over us. He says, speak. He speaks peace, and peace will be still. Huh? Oh, yeah. The wind will cease because of peace. And we claim it today in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. We thank God. Again, we thanking God for everyone. Yes, we are just truly blessed. We are blessed, and we thank God for allowing us to be highly favored, highly favored. Yes, yes. Just today, the Lord had to tell me. He said, Janice, you know me now. Ooh! When I was in the grocery, he said, you know me. And I said, yes, Lord, I do. I know you, Lord. I know you, God. Oh, yeah. How can he say that to me? Because I have a relationship. You got to have a relationship. Ooh! You got to have a relationship. Sometime when we get weary, he will come and he's going to remind us who we are. Yeah, yes. So we're just going to move quickly into our lesson as we talk about blessing of small beginnings. You know, a lot of times they have small things happen and, you know, we think it's minu and, you know, it's nothing and we don't put too much into it and we don't give it a big old celebration. It's, you know, it's just nothing. We do that. Yeah, we have new and small beginnings all the time. Yeah, some of us never take the time to embrace the change. Yeah, we never take the time. We're so caught up in what I used to have or how things used to be till when the change is actually present, when it's standing at your door, you're having a problem. You're having a problem because you're not embracing the change. The change represents new beginnings, a new start. Yes. Yeah. Change. How can I get some of the old things back? That's what some of us are saying. Oh, I'm looking over there and I would like to have some of that stuff that I used to have long time ago. Desiring the old. And here we see God is trying to give us new. Really, 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 we never enjoy the new beginning because we're constantly looking back. We're constantly desiring the things that God is trying to pull us away from. He's trying to take us to a new place. Look at Isaiah. Isaiah 43 and 19 tells us, he says, "Behold, I will do a new thing," a new thing. He said, when? Now. "And it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers and even in the deserts." Hallelujah. This is the word, y'all. This is the word. And guess what? These are all promises that we're going to be talking about. These are promises. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. They are decreed that because God has put them in place. Now, all we have to do is what? Walk in them. Walk in it and receive the new beginning. God said he will do a new thing and it shall spring forth. Yeah. Think about it. Think about a new thing. Think about the will to have it come forth. The will. Yeah. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do when this new thing appears? What are we supposed to do? What is our assignment here when a new thing appears? We're supposed to check it out. Yeah. We're supposed to do a little research. We're supposed to get quiet. We're supposed to relax in the presence of an almighty God. Why? Because he's going to teach us. He's going to talk to us. He's going to train us and show us what to do in the new beginning. Oh, glory to God. He's the one. Yeah, you don't have to worry. You don't have to try and figure out stuff. You know, we were trying to figure it out. There's nothing wrong with doing the research so that way you could be better prepared. But you seek God. You seek him in the research. Yes, you're seeking him. Yes, you who feel you're in the wilderness, those of you who feel that you're drowning right now in the river, and those of you who are feeling so impacted with the dry desert, with the heat of life that's bearing down on you, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you, Isaiah 43 and 19 says that a new beginning is on the way. It's on the way, y'all. God says, I will do a new thing, even in these places, even in the river, even in the wilderness, even in the dry place. Come. Come, Lord Jesus. And do the new thing. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to be saying. Come. Woo, am, Lord Jesus, and do the new thing. Look at Galatians chapter 3 and verse 9 through 11. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Lie. Yeah, we like to do that. We like to lie. We like to not to tell the truth. We like that. That's our old nature. Yeah. So it says here, lie not. Don't. Once we become new in Christ, we have no desire to lie. Truth is our friend. Truth is who we cover with. Truth is who we get up with in the morning. Truth is who we clothe ourselves with every day. It's a daily walk, y'all. It's a daily walk. Why? Because it's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Yeah. Introduce yourself to a new beginning. Tell the old things to get away. Tell the old things to get behind me, Satan. Tell them to go. You must go. Because I'm walking in the new way. Yeah, yes. Very well. Maybe a slow process. It's possible. It could be a slow process for some of us. And then it could be something quick and moving and shaking for someone else. But it's still a process. And it's still a place where we need to take time and learn. And while we're learning, enjoy it. Enjoy the new thing that Jesus is giving us. Glory to God. It doesn't matter if it's Greek, if it's a Jew, if it's circumcised, or if it's uncircumcised, or if it's bound, or even if it's free. It says the only thing that matters is that the new thing, did you hear me? The new thing is Christ. That's all that matters. That's the new thing. That's it. The new thing is Christ. And you see, I'm going to take this new thing and I'm going to grab it and I'm going to store it in my heart. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to store it there so that way what? I will have him with me always, so I will not sin against God. Because I got the new thing. I got it. I'm packing the new thing. Did you hear what I said? In our new beginning, we receive a new commandment, and that we love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Yes, we are supposed to love one another, and we're supposed to be concerned with one another. Love, putting aside everything that isn't love, anything that's not love, we put that aside. Any type of hate, any type of really hate is nothing but fear. Fear and feeling intimidated and feeling lacking of something. That is where the selfishness comes. That is where the ungodly dwell, in hate. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, but we must love one another in spite of. How we feel, how we think. Why? Because we have chosen the new thing. And the new thing is going to come and it's going to penetrate. It's going to penetrate in our heart. It's going to penetrate in our spirit. Oh, the new thing the Holy Spirit is going to give us. Hallelujah. It's new. It's not old. It's joy. It's not sadness. Ephesians 4 and 22 through 24 says that ye put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful, did you hear me? The deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, a woman, which after God is sealed, did you hear me? Is sealed in righteousness and true holiness. True holiness. Not no phony stuff. Not no holiness that I'm holy for what 2 hours while I'm at church, and then after I leave that, I'm at the juke junk. No, not that kind of holiness. We're not talking about. We're talking about the holiness where we have taken off. Yeah, we didn't peel all that off. It's peeled off. We have no desire. We have no taste. Our appetite does not yearn for the old things anymore. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Look closely. Look closely at Ephesians 4:22, and it says, we are all going to take off the former things. We're going to take it off. We're going to take off that conversation. What? The conversation of corrupt. Corrupt conversation. Talking about people, plotting and planning. We're going to wash our tongue. We're going to hold ourselves out through the Holy Spirit. We're going to become complete and renewed. Yes. Every part of the old man and old woman has to what? It has to go. Why? Because now I'm walking in the newness of Christ. Say hallelujah. No need to steal. No need to steal. God's got my back. I am now a giver. Listen to what I said. I'm now a giver to God. I'm now a tither of the 10 and over. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I'm sold out. I done sold out. This is what Paul said, that he was sold out. He had given his life to Christ, and that he would not turn back. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah, the old man has to go. I now have no need to speak foul language. I don't speak foul language. I now speak of love. I now show kindness. I show kindness to even my enemies. I still show kindness. Glory to God. I've learned to pray for God's people. I've learned to pray with them. Instead of talking about them, I've learned to pray with God's people. I no longer feel out of place. I no longer feel like I'm cheating or desiring to cheat. To be dishonest, I no longer desire to have those characteristics. Why? Because now I'm walking in the new. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. That's what we're talking about. A new beginning. A new thing. A new thing has come. And it has come into my life. It has come into my heart. I no longer desire to have the things of old. Yeah. Ezekiel 36:26 says, a new heart also will I give you. Glory to God. A new heart, y'all. Listen to that. And a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you, glory to God, a heart of flesh. Because see, right now, when you don't know Christ, your heart is stony. It's hard. You're harboring hate. You're harboring malice. You're harboring evil deeds. So you don't have a heart that is compassion for those who are the disadvantaged, or those who are poor, those who are lacking. You have no desire to even look at them when you don't know Christ. But oh, when the new heart comes in, oh, hallelujah. When the new heart takes place, oh, a change is going to come. A change is going to come. A new beginning, a new heart. Glory to God. This is your gift, people. This is your gift. A new heart. A new you. Matthew 9:14 and through 17 says here, it says real quickly, Jesus tells John, now listen to this. He tells John that the disciples and the followers will not fast anymore to seek God. But now they will experience presence of Jesus. Are you with me? Are you? Anybody getting what I'm saying? Listen to that. Matthew chapter 9, verse 14 through 17 says, Jesus is telling John that the disciples and the followers, okay? He makes it clear here that you will no longer have to fast. A lot of times way back, you used to fast. You used to have to fast. You have to give up something for the presence of God. You had to just walk away from whatever it was, the food, whatever appetite or whatever thing that you were mostly contented with. You would give it up because you wanted to seek the presence of God. Well, he's saying here, no more. You no longer have to do that. You don't have to do that. But he says, but now, all they got to do, listen to that. What a mighty God. It's a new thing. It's a new beginning. All you got to do is experience the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just think about that. Just his presence. You know, when Mary and Martha, you know, when they were together in the house, you know how Mary was, one of them was always busy in the kitchen, and the other one was sitting where? At the feet of Jesus. Yes, at his feet. Always at his feet. Why? Because at his feet is where you can find healing. At his feet is where you can find favor. At his feet is where you can find mercy and love. Oh, glory to God. At his feet, when you're in his presence, hallelujah, you can find peace, you can find rest, fulfillment. So many of us are walking around and we're empty, we're unfulfilled, we're lacking. But oh, in his presence, am I talking to anybody? In his presence, glory to God. Just close your eyes and think about in his presence, in the very presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. You find joy. You find peace. Oh, you have protection. Hallelujah. Oh, heavenly protection is all around. Hallelujah. You have joy because you're in his presence. And this is what he's saying here, that you no longer have to fast. See, all you got to do is stop what you're doing, get quiet, and seek him. Seek him, I said. Zechariah 4 and 10. Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work began. Now, I don't know who needs this. Mm-hmm. Don't despise them. You know, we good at thinking, oh, yeah, that started. Oh, I started that, you know, somebody told me that I need to try that, and I just, you know, and no, do not take it lightly. Yeah. Do not feel that it's unworthy. The small beginning. Yeah. The small beginning could be the bank teller who keeps on working at the bank and later becomes the vice president. And then she keeps on working or he keeps on working and then he becomes the president. Think about it. Small beginnings. Yes. We've seen the custodian at the school. The custodian at the school goes to school and she becomes what? The principal of the school. Small beginnings. So don't take it lightly. Don't feel that a small beginning is so unworthy. A small beginning. one who works in the Sunday school or in the children's ministry, who's dutifully always there, always present, always working with the children. A small beginning. Later on finds themselves as one of the ministers in the children's ministry. Are you listening to me? A small beginning. Yeah. Yeah. So don't take a small beginning very lightly. A small beginning, think about it, is something new. It's a new thing. So it's a beginning. So any beginning of something is great in the Lord's eyes. Yes. A beginning. For the Lord is rejoicing to the work of the new beginnings. So all of you who are listening, who have inspired someone or even yourself to have a new beginning, know that God is paying attention. He's watching your new beginning. He's watching how you succeed. He's watching everything that you do in your, let's say, the first quarter. I'm talking to football players. In the first quarter, in the second quarter, and how you make those touchdowns, how you have the bases loaded. He is watching. Never feel that he's not watching. Remember, he's ever present. He's ever present. He's omnipresent. So he doesn't sleep, nor does he slumber. Yes. So we must honor our small beginnings. Yes, because he said in his word that greater works. Oh, yeah, and he was talking to us. He said, greater works will you do. Yeah. But we have to learn to appreciate a small beginning. Uh-huh. We have to learn how to grow into appreciating small things when they take place and realize that small things become great things and they become greater things. Why? Because this is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says. Yeah. Embrace. Embrace the new beginning. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 7 and 8 tells us that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Listen to that. It's better to end it. Huh? Better is the end of a thing than beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. See, while you're waiting, for you call it the greater thing, to learn to be patient. Huh? Learn to be dutiful. Learn to be appreciative of the smaller beginnings. Yes. This is our time. This is what God has ordained for us to do. To enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. Make sure that we are in the beautiful moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God, because we know that your word is true. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you show us, oh God, how to be grateful. How to be grateful for the small things, God. Because just being grateful for the small things, we know that greater things will come. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday with God's Favorite Ministries and on Saturday with our sister with the kids. Yes, the children ministry that we have. Back with us on next Friday, Victorious Living. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Do what is required to stay safe. And remember, new beginnings are all around. All around are new beginnings. Amen.